Hip-Hop Marvels Podcast. You want that? Your friendly neighborhood plug for all things hip-hop and Marvel. We got it locked from your block to the comic shop.
Okay, out there in Marvel-land, face front, this is Stan Lee speaking. You've probably never heard this before, so anything is liable to happen.
It's your boy DJ Dub Floyd in the place to be, and in the place to be is DJ Dub Floyd. This is the Hip-Hop Marvels Podcast. This is the in-betweener segment, and the in-betweener segment is, you know, where we showcase marvelous people doing marvelous shit in the name of the culture. Remember to listen, share, rate, and subscribe. We're on Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, CastBox, Audible, Stitcher, and more. If you have a question or comment, remember to email us at hiphopmarvels@gmail.com and follow us on our social media, Twitter and IG at Hip Hop Marvels, Facebook Hip Hop Marvels, all one word, and subscribe to the YouTube channel. I'm here with some very dope guests today. So I want to say it was about 2 weeks ago. I got hit up by this lovely lady, and she said, "We got something coming." And, you know, back in my mind, I'm like, what you got? What you got? Because I've been watching her, you know, do her thing within the culture for a minute now. And so basically she said that, you know, we have this dope webcomic coming out. And the name of the webcomic is called All Caps. It's an MF Doom webcomic. And it's basically, they summed up his whole career in 6 pages. I thought it was it was cleverly wrote. The artwork is super dope. And she brought along a team to help her bring this to fruition. So I'd like to introduce first Maia Crown Williams, Troy Jeffrey Allen, and Sean Smack Mac. This dope collective, guys. Why don't you introduce yourselves and tell the listeners a little bit about yourselves?
I'm Troy Jeffrey Allen. I am the writer of MF Doom All Caps, and I do a bunch of production work and written work on top of that. I work for PreviousWorld.com, also, which is an extension of Diamond Comics Distributors, and I'm also a publisher. I publish a book through Rexco called Fight of the Century currently, and I have a webcomic called BAM that I'm going to be finally finishing on Webtoons in a couple of months, so yeah.
Dope,
busy, dopeness. busy.
Yes, I see. I see.
What's good? My name is Sean Mack, aka Smack. I am the illustrator for All Caps. I am a freelance illustrator, graphic designer, burger eater. I do a lot of things. I also have a webcomic called The Revolutionary Times that I wrote about my friend Brandon Howard. We're still trying to keep that running up and everything. So that's about it.
Peace, everybody. My name is Maia Crown Williams. Most people call me Crown. I am founder and CEO of MechaCon, Midwest Ethnic Convention for Comics and Arts. It's a national global traveling comic book convention, international film festival, artist residency program, and I'm also an executive manager. I manage different clients in comics, animation, film, and other various art forms. And I'm also senior editor of this dope-ass project that was created by Troy Jeffrey Allen, who must like you because the fact that he said diamond today, he hasn't said diamond at all. So shout out to you.
Well, you know.
Marvel.
Right. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. So, yeah, we're gonna definitely get into this this dope work of art. But before we do, we have here at Hip Hop Marvels, we have a thing where we call it the Hip Hop Marvels origin story. And what it is we ask you know, our guests what their Hip Hop Marvel origin story, and that pretty much means what initially got you into hip hop. And on the flip side of that, name a Marvel character that best suits you. So it's like a two part question. We can start with Troy.
Oh damn! My crap! Why are you making this face?
You already know. Go ahead.
Did I put up on the spot?
No. I'm just about to flip it. Okay. You already know. They already know that I don't rock with Marvel Red. Go ahead, Troy.
All right, how did I first get into hip hop? That's the first one.
Yes.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay. Cool. Cool. This comic has actually made me reevaluate exactly when that was. And I have an older sister, and she, she used to listen to. You know, I don't know if you guys remember Jukebox. I don't know if you guys had it in other parts of the country, but she's listening to the Jukebox. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the time. And because of her, I feel like that was like my slow exposure to hip hop. Like as a kid, I knew MC Hammer was. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I knew who Kid and Play were. Like, you know, I knew Salt and Pepper were, like, as a kid. And that was because of my aunt, who just passed away, and because of my sister. But I think when I really kind of came into it on my own was probably around the time of like the early 90s, you know, like that weird, it was a mishmash of like when we were getting out of the first party rap phase, right? Because we went back to it. But then also it was kind of a cross section with the gangster rap phase too. So I've joked on a couple other interviews, like, I wore cross colors. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, in elementary school. But I also had, there's an old picture of me that should probably resurface because, like, I definitely look like Doughboy. And I'm probably like about 14. I'm probably about 14 years old.
You still look like Doughboy.
Right. I mean, that's another thing, too. Like, right, yeah. Like, I've graduated from, I used to look like Ice Cube, and now I've got O'Shea Jackson Jr. now. You know, so, you know, it's a process. So, and Tim Duncan, that's the other one I get a lot too.
You don't look like no damn Tim Duncan.
I used to get that a lot. So yeah, that's my hip hop origin story. Which Marvel character suits me the best? Man, that's tough.
Like given your work ethic or, you know, the things that your career, it could be any, you know, an array of things, but which, you know, character you feel, yeah, suits you the most?
I talked about this earlier. I have a Spider-Man tattoo, and I got that like in the early 2000s. You know, I just wanted to get a tattoo, and I wanted to get something that was like, you know, not, if you didn't know what it was, you wouldn't know what it was, but but at the same time, like, it meant something to me, and it was kind of like a dedication to comics, but also creating in general. Like, that's really what it was about, not even necessarily just Marvel. So I'm probably gonna say Spider-Man. I feel like that's kind of like the easiest answer. I joked before that I got it in like 2002, 2003, and then what, 8 years later Marvel got bought by Disney, and then I had a Disney character on my arm. It kind of hit a little different after that. That's what I get for getting a corporate mascot on my arm, I guess. But, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm going to go with Spider-Man. Like, you know, I do have those. Okay. As my ear will tell you, like, I'm constantly plaguing my brain with doubt. So that definitely is part of that character for sure, right? But also can be a cocky jerk too, so.
Nice. So, Sean, the same question, you know, like I said, it's a two-part question. How'd you get into hip hop, and what Marvel character, it could be hero or villain, suits you the best?
Suits me the best. Okay. So the hip hop question, I've always known about hip hop since I was a kid. You know, I was born in 87. So, I lived through the Fresh Princes, the Kid and Plays, the MC Hammers. I guess I would say when I started really getting into hip hop was, so I have family, my mom's side of the family is like originally from Mississippi. So Sometimes we would go down there, you know, just take a family trip down there. I have a cousin, and my cousin heavily listened to 3-6 Mafia. So, that was kind of like my first introduction, like real introduction to like heavily listening to hip hop, which is weird because I was a kid, and this is 3-6 Mafia, so.
That's real interesting, because, and that's one of the reasons why we asked this question, because you know, one of the one of our mission statements is it's our podcast and our movement is a learning curve to get people from opposite ends of pop culture. You know, you got comic books and you got hip hop to learn about each other. And just like with any issue in a comic book, you jump in and you come in at different times. You have characters that show up in other characters' comics at different times. So it's the same way with us in hip hop. You know, everybody didn't start from Illmatic, or everybody didn't start from UTFO back in the day, or you know what I'm saying? I've interviewed people that say Master P and No Limit was their entry, or you know.
Oh wow.
Yeah, yeah. So it
that's a dope ass entry though.
yeah, you ain't lying. it's a dope one. So that's why I found that very interesting that you said 3-6 Mafia was your entry point in the hip hop, which is dope. Well, I love 3-6. So.
Well, I will say my actual entry point was like the Wild Wild West soundtrack, but then it was
okay.
I mean, look, that's a real thing. Hey, you know, like
that's it is. Yeah. I mean,
Will Smith and is Will Smith's entry thing. Point.
Yeah, you can't knock it. So I mean, everybody has different, you know, entry points. So I think that's right. What character best?
What character best? See, Troy picked Spider-Man, and I was gonna pick Spider-Man.
I mean, here's the thing, right? Like, I feel like every black kid likes Spider-Man. Like, I mean, so if you go with it, it's okay, whatever.
But there's
no wrong answer. There's really no wrong answer, you know.
My reason for picking Spider-Man is because we're both broke and we're always needing money. So that's my reason.
Well,
so it was either a toss-up between Spider-Man or Deadpool. So in this case, I'll go with Deadpool just in case.
Okay, Deadpool. So what? Okay, to add to that, like, what reasoning do you have behind that? Like, behind the Deadpool one? That's interesting.
Because Deadpool has like this weird sense of humor that I appreciate. Like, I appreciate the meta sense of humor that comes with his comics. So yeah, I would say Deadpool. Since I can't take Spider-Man, I'll take Deadpool.
Okay. Cool. All right, cool. And Maya?
Where did I start with hip hop? I started hip hop, you know, Grandmaster Flash, Marley Marl, all of them, all New York, everything. When I was little, my birth brother, he used to have all kind of hip hop tapes and like all kind of shit. So I was like obsessed with whatever he liked. I liked it. It didn't matter. If he went to sleep in the back of the car, I went to sleep in the back of the car. So if he listened to LL Cool J, well, LL Cool J was my favorite rapper then, like, period. So I've been listening to hip hop since I was a little kid. Obsessed with hip hop. You know, hip hop is the reason why I became a spoken word artist. Hip hop is the reason why I became a poet, period. It's like the transgression of thought and feelings through words, and then you putting it into action by the form of rhyme. So, you know, it's nothing greater than that. It's absolutely nothing greater than that. So, like, you know, I even on social media, like, my answers are usually like hip hop songs. You know, like, I'm just one of those. I'm one of those annoying ass people. Like, everything is centered around hip-hop.
Right.
So, you know, I love Royce the 5'9" and I was obsessed with DMX because my son's 5. Like, I'm very, 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 very all around the board hip hop. Tila, A-Bar, MJG, all things. BK for life. Like, for life. Like, I took days off work when Pimp C died. Wow. Like, I'm very, very, very hip hop. As far as a favorite Marvel character.
It's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, I'm indie, like, you know, I'm an indie ass nigga. I'm indie. Like, I'm all about the progression of my people. So I always focus on black indie comics. You know, I always talk about Is Nine of the Weird Spider and Crescent City Monsters and shit like that. If it's like anything like Marvel DC, it's because my indie family touched on it. You know what I'm saying? About As Marvel As I Go is something that like David Walker did. Then I'll be like, oh yeah, 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 Marvel, because my brother is on that project, right? So right.
And shout out David Walker too. Yeah, that's one.
That's my brother. Sincerely, I love David in real time and in social media time. So, you know, I was, you know, I bought all Luke Cage because David was on Luke Cage. Otherwise, I wouldn't have. But, you know, David Walker was a huge, huge, huge blaxploitation teacher, writer, filmmaker. You know, very, very knowledge on all things blaxploitation. And it included Luke Cage. So that's why it was a perfect thing for them to hire him, of all people, on that. It couldn't have got better. And he fixed everything. I mean, the show like did it on the stuff that he fixed, but you know, that for the most part, they kept all the entities that he changed and fixed around, because you can have a character that's like based in the 70s and stuff, and then you want to modernize it, but you want to make him less toxic, less filled with as many corny ass stereotypes, just because he's a black man. Like, it was just, you know, hair on, daddy ain't want him. You know, there's all kinds of all the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, in prison, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Only fuck with white women, just you know, so
the typicals, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so definitely. So David put shea butter on that and healed it a little bit. So I don't really have a favorite Marvel character. I know this is hip hop Marvel and I probably should have just made up one, but I'm a real ass nigga, so I had to, like, you know, I'm always anybody's platform. I'ma talk about 133 art and shit like that. So
that's my cool. That's dope stance. Okay, so let's get into all caps. So how did all caps come about? Like, I want you guys, and anyone can chime in at any time, explain the process from inception to fruition. You know, initially, did somebody just wake up out of dream? You know what? I'm gonna do this MF Doom webcomic. Let me call it The Homies. Or was it all collectively, like a think tank, or what? Like, you know, just explain that whole process.
You know, like, it was more like waking up out of the hell that was 2020 and like coming out the other end of it with one more piece of bad news. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Like, Crown will tell you, I'm a huge MF Doom fan. I'm MF Doom fanboy, very specifically. That was the term she used. And, yeah, I mean, like, you know, he's in my top five favorite rappers, like, period. Like, you know, and I was sitting at home on December 31st, you know, working late and, you know, just trying to, like, you know, get everything together so I could enjoy, like, you know, basically New Year's Eve in the house, right? And right. I look at my phone and everybody's like, MF Doom passed away. And I was like, are you, like, really? Are you kidding me? Like, the past year alone has been, like, just a series of, like, just what feels like setbacks, like, just in terms of culturally, just felt like setbacks, like, you know what I mean? And right. You know, for me personally, that was like another thing that I felt like was being taken away from our culture, you know what I mean? And right. And you know, I had this moment where I sat there and I was like, oh, this is probably a work. You know what I mean? Like, you know, this is what he does, right? Like, you know, he'll book a concert and then Hannibal Buress will show up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and then he'll get booed off the stage. You know what I mean? Like, he trolls people. I mean, that's part of the villain persona. And, you know, a couple of, you know, it only took like an hour or like less than an hour for me to be like, nah, this is about on track for the year. And so, like, yeah, I think maybe not even 24 hours had gone by before I was like, I need to do something. Like, you know, and I had this year of of 2020 was the year of me saying, like, I need to do something creative. Like, I need to write something. I need to make something of my own. You know, like, I'd been thinking about it, but hadn't executed. And it took, like, literally the death of someone I consider, you know, a muse, like an inspiration, like, you know what I mean? To finally get me out of the, I should, and finally, like, I need to do this. And I hit up a couple of people, and one of the first people I hit up was Crown, because I was like, I need to know if I need to do this. Should I do this? Is this the right idea? And right. Crown was like, I got you. Like, she's like, I know exactly what we need to do. And she just kind of started throwing creators at me that could collaborate on this. And Smack was definitely on that list.
Smack, explain, because like I said, the art on this project is amazing.
Thank you.
And like, it's like as soon as you turn to the first page, the first like speech bubble says the mask wasn't for attention, and that just like grabbed me instantly, because that's like, if I was to meet Doom and he was to tell me about his life, that seems like that would be the very first thing he would say. You know, like, you know, this wasn't for attention. You know what I mean? I just wanted people to hear me, you know? So, Sean, you covered a lot of his albums within the six pages. I seen you a little bit of Operation Doomsday, Food, Danger Doom, Mad Villainy. I even seen Czarface meets Metalface in there. So explain to me how you wanted to put all these things together to represent him, because and make it tell a story with the art.
Well, honestly, like, a lot of those references, like the reference to M-Food or Mad Villainy, and especially the Czar and Scarface, because I did not know that whatsoever. So I learned something about that. But a lot of those references were Trey. He had him. He had it set up where he had all the references, the ideals, and just everything I can pull from to basically be able to visualize it on the page. Like, for instance, there's a shot where it's Doom and MF Grimm, and that's basically like a parody of like a scene from the X-Men cartoon. Cause right, he sent me a shot of, like, I think it was like Sentinels swarming over somebody. So basically in that version, the Sentinel is Superman. But yeah, for the most part,
right.
A lot of the references, that was all Troy. I learned a lot from this. So that was all Troy right there.
That's so dope. The way, and I take it, a lot of this was done. It is done under this pandemic that we're in. So, have any of you, teamed up personally, got together to work on this, or was this all done remotely? Or
It was all remote.
Remotely, yeah. I ain't trying to travel.
No, that's crazy.
In the same state and right. Still nah.
Mm-mm. Right. No, so that's amazing to me. That you can, you know, the body of work that I've seen, it's almost as if you guys were like, all right, together, like, you know.
Well, I mean, that's credit to Crown. Like, she facilitated so much of this, and like, you know, you make indie comics, you're so used to wearing so many hats. You know what I mean? Like, and so it was kind of great, and this is the first time I've ever had someone willing and like someone to step in and to manage a project for me, so it made it so much easier for me to focus on the creative part, you know, and try not to miss like aspects of it that like I probably would have missed if I had to, you know, market it and contact press and like, you know, make sure that I'm in contact with the colorist, you know, the letterer, you know, all the time. Like, Crown did that. She made an avenue for everyone to kind of communicate.
And see, that's the importance of a team. When you know, kind of divvy these respective roles, you get a lot accomplished.
I'm overbearing and bossy. That's all that is. I'm
overbearing and bossy.
I did way more shit than I, yeah, because I'm overbearing and bossy. So yeah. I just wanted it to be done right. I wanted it to be successful. I really liked what Troy was trying to do, so I wanted to make sure that the outcome was what he needed it to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, I needed it to be a certain way because it was Troy's. Even just as much for the fact that, you know, I got my brother Shine on it, you know, and Lewis. Like, I'm friends with all of them in real time, especially Shine and Lewis and Troy. Like, I'm, you know, I'm like real friends with these people. So I wanted to make sure that everything was taken care of and done in a cohesive way, and the outcome was going to be where Troy did this out of his pocket, and at the end of it, he wasn't like, why the fuck did I just spend all that money? I wanted him to be like, yo, this was so worth me doing this. This was worth me doing this. So that was my whole vision from day one.
Right. I bet you you guys have folks that want this printed. And I can only imagine
it'll be all right.
Right, exactly. That's why I was going with it. Because you know, then you know, you have to worry about different people from different estates and everything coming fold and trying, you know. So I definitely I'm cool with a webcomic, you know. I actually think that's a way to get it out there and distribute it, you know, quicker and to reach more of the masses that way. Mm-hmm. But like Maya said, they'll be all right.
They'll be all right. Yeah, like we out here trying to do other projects. We can't do with so much stuff on MF Doom, like legal reasons, right?
Yeah, right.
Legal reasons. So, you know, we did this. Okay, bye. Okay. We hope y'all liked it. Feel free to keep looking at it and keep reading it and keep reading it and keep reading it until it turned into 28 pages for you. But yeah, that's it. That's it. Well, you know,
Crown said something yesterday that I really liked, and I think it was pretty accurate. We made it free for legal and spiritual reasons.
Exactly.
You know, and definitely, I thought that was a really great way of putting it.
Yep, definitely. Yes.
Yeah, because we're not trying to make money off a man's death. You know, it's a lot of whole ass niggas out here that do fuckboy shit like that. Excuse my chibimba, but it is. You know, it's a lot of people that do corny stuff like that. And we don't want to be. Right. Do I have a delay? I'm sorry. My Wi-Fi at my house is really bad. It'll probably show. Okay.
No, you're
like we have to, like, you know, we were trying not to get in that toxic realm of, oh, somebody died, let's make a book real quick about it. And you're like, so we can get some traffic. Like, no. We all get a little sprinkle of traffic here and there for everything that we do. You know, Darren is known as shit for a letterer. Like, he's one of the most known letterers. Very, very dope ass letterer. Luis Guerrero lives in mainstream now. He's one of by far the top colorists. You got Troy that is all things diamond and previews. He keep traffic on them. Like, his private page is like super quiet because he don't even be wanting motherfuckers to know that he worked for Diamond and Previews. And then John did the whole last mural for Fresh Prince and been working it with ESPN and doing comic stuff. Like, he, and I'm a whole flex. So, you know, we didn't do this to get, you know what I'm saying? We didn't, I stay a flex. We didn't do this for traffic. So we didn't want anybody to think that we did it for traffic. So I was being very strategic on how I did the marketing, on who I specifically reached out to as far as press, because I didn't want press that didn't know anything about Doom. I didn't want press that didn't look like me, not for this project specifically. Not other ones, oh yeah, white people, pull up. But this one,
this one, give me all that.
You know what I'm saying? We wanted it to be what it was, and I was very strategic, like severely strategic on what I did and how I moved all across the board with this, and including on the people that I picked out to be a part of the project all across the board, because everybody on this project has their own benefits. Like, you know, everybody that's on this project has specific benefits to marketing value on who I picked. So it was just all a thing. And then Sean's artwork is perfect for something like an MF Doom comic, because he has the old school classic comic, but it's like updated in a hip hop vibe. So it's like perfect for MF Doom. You know, there's a whole bunch of reasons why I picked the people that I picked.
No, I and that's one thing I did follow. Like when I got the press release, I was like, you know, and then I seen you honing in on Our Own. You know, I seen you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, I
wow, you're lucky I ain't put the red, black, and green hearts at the end, but I was trying to pretend to be professional, so I didn't.
right. But I think that's key in the way it's presented, because like you said, if you were to hit every outlet, that's kind of like telling a person, too. Right. Yeah. It's kind of like that game when you whisper in somebody's ear, and by the time it gets to the last, you know, listener, it's totally different. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So
I mean, that was a huge thing, and like that game of telephone that you're talking about. Like, you know, if you know, we start here. But like, you know, let's say that a bigger publication picks it up. Would they admit, would they openly state, hey, it's free?
And you it's free, it? Right.
You know exactly. What I mean? And does that become a problem for us because they didn't say that? You know what I mean? So.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Because one little thing can turn into a big thing. Then it's like, then it does turn into, they are trying to capitalize off of man's death.
Right.
Just that, or, you know.
And then there's a lot of people that's hip hop, right? But they don't understand the concept of comics. So like when they're reposting it, they're cropping the images, right? So you cropping some of the artwork, that's gonna piss Shine off. You copping you cropping some of the words off, that's gonna piss Troy and Darren off. You some people are like changing the colors. So you Lewis off, completely pissed Lewis off. You have to be real strategic and who you decide to use for press when it comes to whatever you're doing, right? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're a jazz artist, you're not about to send that shit to Complex. You're not about to send that to certain press. So you have to be strategic on who you use, and you also have to be strategic on what you send in to the press, because different press got different stuff sent. You know, I may send page one to one person, but I may send page two instead to this person because I see who they are. So I'm like, okay, they like colorful shit. Okay, because that's the only reason, because they're not really into comics, so I need to grab them with colorful, bright shit. So let me send their ass page two or page three, because they not going to be down
right.
Because they not a Doom fan. Right. They not a Doom fan. People that I know that's like hip-hop, like, yo, I'm going to send y'all page one because y'all, you know, it's hip-hop. So,
this is the stuff as a media entity, this is the stuff that we, you know, we live for. This is stuff that we, you know, provide to the masses, you know. The press and the rollout for it was excellently done.
Thank you.
As for, because like you guys gave me my fix, like, you know, I'm a huge Doom fan myself, and Troy, we're gonna talk about it. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna talk about it more. But I kind of appreciate the fact that, because knowing Doom, like you said, he's like the ultimate villain. His whole persona, you know, reflects that of a comic book character. I was surprised that no one ever, not none of the big three, ever produced a comic for him. You know,
right? Yeah.
To my knowledge, you know what I'm saying?
They did. They were trying to sue him. They were too busy trying to sue him.
Right? Exactly. So it was, you know. To my surprise, when you guys came out, I was just like blown away. I was like, wow, this is what we need. And it's short and it's straight to the point. And it's just, you know, you got to be I see it as you have to be a Doom fan to get it. You have to be a Doom fan to get it. You can't just hand it. Like, if it was printed, you couldn't just hand it to somebody and say, tell me what you think. Just anyone. You know what I mean?
No, I was just gonna say that's a big thing with me. It's like, I don't like reading things that I'm getting spoon-fed stuff. Like, I like when the writer kind of assumes that, like, I get it. You know, even if I don't, like, you know what I mean? Like, force me to look it up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, make me go to Wikipedia and find out about, you know, like Smack was talking about, make me go to Wikipedia and look up Czarface. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's, I feel like that's important. Like, it almost becomes interactive when you do stuff like that. And I think that's cool.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Sean, so as the amazing artist you are, upon working on this, were you blasting any Doom, you know, getting it in your lab?
Yeah, I mean, because Troy came with everything prepared, and that's like the first time I've had that happen in anything.
But, wow! Don't tell me Troy sent you a folder like, here, listen to these joints, you know, these, you know what I'm saying?
He had like a YouTube playlist already.
My man, Troy, you, yeah.
Yeah, man. So as I was drawing, I had my own playlist here and there, but I was also listening to the playlist that Troy sent me. So that helped influence a lot of art as well.
Okay. Yeah. So Troy, you made a definitive playlist for him? Or
I mean, it wasn't definitive. I typically listen to specific music based on what I'm writing. And it's just mostly like sometimes, yeah, you know, like, yeah. Like sometimes it's just noise just to have, you know, just consistent noise in the background that's not like distracting, you know, instead of having the TV on or YouTube. Like, I can't, like if something has,
right,
typically, depending on what it is, if it has words, I can't really mess with it, like, you know, when I'm writing something. But it really depends on what it is. And like, yeah, so I just kind of made a track list, like a short track list is basically about 6 pages long, right? To kind of like give me the tone for each little bit, you know what I mean? So yeah.
Mm-hmm. that's so dope. Yeah, man. What's next for you guys as a collective or individually? I know y'all got a lot, as y'all explained. You know, Maya says she's a whole flex, so you know,
always day to day,
that facts, but that goes with a lot of work. So you know, what do you guys have in coming down the
pipeline? Shine, you go first.
I'm still working on, I'm still trying to work on the Revolutionary Times. Life's just been kind of getting in the way of that, but we're still working on that. Still doing freelancing. I'm gonna be working on this third book. Well, I have a book series, an art book series called Red.
And it's super dope.
Maya knows about it. It's what it is. It's an erotic art book series that features and focuses on women of all sizes, all colors and whatnot. And it's art drawn by me. Yeah.
Okay. And that's what's up. I will be on the lookout for that.
And this is the second and third one, right? It's what the third one, isn't it?
This is the third one. Yeah. So the third one is called Computer Love, and I'm trying to work on it this year, so I can have it out probably like next year, maybe. So that's something I'll probably try working on throughout the year.
He's super humble. Like, the books are very known, and they're like over and beyond dope as hell. Like, that's an understatement.
I was getting ready to say, I've seen his work.
It's an understatement. Yeah.
I seen his work, and to hear him speak is just like, but I respect that. Like, I'm like the same way. Like, I'm just very, we don't have to be all that. You know what I'm saying? So I get it.
It's not my nature. I can't. I'm my dad. We're like small talkative people. We don't really boast and brag and whatnot. So
right.
My name is Silent Smack on IG for a reason. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Silent Smack is his handle.
I think that's noble of a person to let the masses speak for you, especially in a positive light. You know what I'm saying? When your work ethic and your grind is unmatched, and you go out there and you go get it, like, the masses will automatically speak for you, and you don't have to do much talking. So I do get your Twitter, what'd you say, your Twitter and your Instagram handle?
My Instagram handle is Silent Smack.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, what's next for you, Troy?
My bad, man. I look like I'm in a Martin Scorsese interrogation scene right now. Like, I don't know what's going on. I'm glad y'all all got that reference too. I'm working on Fight of the Century right now with Nick Allen and artist Julia Sabrera. Nick and I co-write it. It's a biopunk martial arts book. And we've been putting it out for a few years. We started on Kickstarter, got fully funded. It's about this guy who lives in a society that's everyone's on performance enhancing drugs in one shape or another. It could be either for athletics, or it could be just to get by in their day-to-day life. And we've been putting that out for about 3 years now, I want to say. And I'm working currently on the fourth issue right now. We're going to knock that out. Julia's been busy. He's got some other work that's been coming down the pike, but he's back. So we're going to start working on that some more. There's a book I do called BAM that I started way, way back in 2008. And Jay and I are finally finishing it. We're pretty much done. And, like, I'm just waiting to put that on Webtoon soon. Outside of that, like, yeah, I am the content marketing manager for Diamond Comics Distributors, and I interview creators, artists, writers from all our major publishers, and even our not so major publishers. I do artist spotlights, and I do video interviews, and then I have a weekly show that I do called Previews World Weekly, where we just talk about comics. And I always joke that, like, all the video content we make at this point is just me messing around with my friends, and hey,
that's the best content to me.
And that's kind of how I prefer it, to be honest. Like,
yeah,
you know, we did a fun round table with a couple of people that I know, Patrick Strange from Nerds of Color, where we talked about the Snyder Cut, you know what I mean? Like, and it's just, you know, it's supposed to be fun. That's the whole
thing. Shout out to Patrick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shout out to Patrick Nerds of Color for holding us down.
Yes, yes. Maia, what you got coming down the pipeline? What you got coming next?
First of all, I feel like I'm on Clubhouse because everybody keep calling me Maia, because that's like never. It's like a whole Clubhouse thing. Everybody calls me Maia or Maia. Let me see. So right now, definitely working on my executive management company, as far as my clients and stuff. They're taking now up 90% of my time now. Also resting, also trying to survive COVID, postpone MechaCon until I feel like doing it again, because it's too much to focus on when I'm trying to live right now. I killed it last year, you know. I waved the flag in all my haters' face. I had the absolute dopest Black Comic Con last year, by far. There have been others since, and they still ain't caught up to MechaCon 2020, but they're trying, you know. Shout out to them, you know. Shout out to niggas, it's cool. But yeah, they, you know,
it was a flex last year,
it was very, very dope last year. So I feel like all that I gave everybody last year, when everybody else sat back and was like, nah, we not doing it, all the stuff that I gave them last year, I can take this year off and everybody else can work. That's how I sincerely feel. Like, I need rest, and I'm okay with that. I'll probably be doing MechaCon in 2022. I'm not sure if it's going to be in person. It probably won't. It'll probably be online, because this virus is not dipping out anytime soon. So it'll probably be online again like I did last year, but who knows? But right now I'm just working on my executive management companies and editing a few books right now. Me and Troy are working on a few things that will be coming up soon that he didn't mention, so I guess we're not allowed to talk about it. one of them is about African spirituality, though, so I will say that. And I'm very very heavy practitioner in that, and studier and learner and teacher. So I'm always excited to be a part of anything that has to do with the authenticity of our own people and our own culture, especially of origin. So I'm super excited to start working on that.
Dopeness.
And my baby graduated from college.
There you go.
Congrats. Thank you. That's big.
With a 4.0. I'm bragging. I need that on record on somebody. Yeah. My baby is graduating with a 4.0 in neuroscience in pre-med this Friday. So shout out to my son.
All right.
That's what's up. So before we get out of here, I have one last question that I personally want to ask you guys. And we ask, you know, a lot of our guests this question. And we could start with Troy, but I'm gonna ask you guys this, you know, the same question. Okay, so we know there's four elements in hip hop and six stones in the Infinity Gauntlet. What are two more elements that you would add to make hip hop's Infinity Gauntlet?
Which four are you using? Because in Detroit we say five. So which four elements are you using?
Of hip hop, just the basic four, the MC and DJ and breaking and the main four.
So in Detroit we add knowledge. So five elements, five Ella.
Right, and what's crazy Dilla, is
Royce so, 5'9". Like in Detroit we always add the fifth element as knowledge.
Because
knowledge is very, very much into hip hop, especially in the mid 80s to early 90s. Knowledge was always a huge factor in hip hop.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And some people add that. When I just say the basic four, they'll add that as one of the extra two.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Okay.
But yeah, starting with Troy.
Well, actually, Smack was about to say something. I wanted to hear.
My overbearing ass. Go ahead. Yeah, Smack.
I was about to say I had lived in Detroit for these 4 years and moved back for 3 years. I have never learned that it was five elements here.
Yeah, five elements. Proof, all of them. Yeah.
I didn't even know.
Curry, Dilla, all of them were part of Five Ella. Rest in peace.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, Five Ella.
That's the song. I'm late. All right. Never mind. Forget about me.
This is dope. And that's what, you know, I love for this platform to produce. You know what I'm saying? It's a learning curve, you know. So,
I mean, like I don't know. I don't know what the right word would be for this. I guess maybe voice, which I feel like also kind of springboards off of knowledge a little bit. But like one of the things that like doing this comic made me realize, and I've had this thought before, but I think I'm only now comfortable saying it out loud, is that so much of, at least for me, why a rapper resonates is just like the sound of their voice. You know what I mean? Like it's the intent in their voice, like the gravel in their voice, like the intensity in their voice, or sometimes not even the intensity in their voice. Like you get some like Q-Tip, it's just unique. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so like I look at a lot of the guys I gravitate towards, male and female, and like that's something I definitely have noticed, especially after doing this comic. It's you know, of course, like there's the obvious things like DMX, like, you know what I mean? Like that's, you know, like that voice is very distinctive, very assertive, very much, you know, it's like a drill sergeant when you hear it, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, like MF Doom, like there was something kind of reserved about it, but at the same time, it was grimy, you know? You know, and I could just go on and on, like, you know, Biggie, he was a big dude. And so like his voice carried weight, like, you know, Jean Grey, like there's sort of like I feel like with Jean Grey there's a smirk in everything she says, like there's just sort of like this sort of like
a little slyness to it.
Ciroc has a distinct voice.
So I would say like I guess this leans into the idea of how it sounds, but like the comic, but I would say the voice is like very key, like Rakim, very distinctive voice. I love seeing Rakim and DMX. Like, I still love seeing DMX fanboying over Rakim. I was like, once I saw, like, I saw that video a few weeks ago, after DMX passed away. And yeah,
he worked on his album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. And I remember seeing that.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing that, and I was like, that makes so much sense, because even though they sound different, like, it's the that approach is very much the same. So yeah, right. Like, I like the voice, 100% the voice.
Okay, Sean.
Will be another element. I feel like it goes with knowledge, but swagger, I guess. I don't know if there would ever be a swagger gym. I don't know, but yeah, swagger.
Should be.
Because swagger,
a lot of folks don't have it. I'll tell you that.
Exactly.
A lot of folks don't. They need it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You probably need a gauntlet. So I would say, probably need a gauntlet full of all five of those gems. All exactly. Five of the same gems.
Exactly. So I would say swagger. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, dope. There you go. Miss Crown. I'll change
I said knowledge already. I stand by that. Yeah, knowledge.
Okay, knowledge. Okay.
Yeah, knowledge itself is a part. Is a part. And then also even touching on swag, you can even be more specific and say fashion, because fashion is a whole last entity of hip hop. You know, if it goes hand in hand, you know, it completely goes hand in hand. You know, my Adidas to my Air Force Ones, you know what I'm saying? And then you have all things Kanye. Kanye was a whole ass thing when it came to luxury fashion and bringing luxury fashion back into hip hop when it left, because motherfuckers wanted to wear oversized baggy jeans and stuff. And he was like, no, we in Dolce and Gabbana today. So it's just, you know, it was a, you know, fashion is a whole entire thing. Lil Kim was like a huge entity of it, and all the black owned athletic wear clothing companies that we had in the 90s that were like prominent, not hardly just used, you had Damage. You know, so Carl Kanai, and you know, shout out to Detroit's Maurice Malone. You know, it was a whole thing, and it made guests pay attention to us. Like, well, wait a minute, it's too many black people making money, so we need to copy their designs, and then get the celebrity and the rappers to wear our stuff. You know what I'm saying? And that's why LL was petty and still wore a FUBU hat. Like, I'm gonna promote my people while you giving me a check to promote you. And I was like, one of the most gangster things ever. So no matter how corny LL has become, I still keep that in my mind. That brother did that. So, you know, fashion is definitely a huge, huge aspect in hip hop that can't be ignored.
Right. Well, I appreciate you guys for coming through. Where can the listeners find you? I.e. social media, websites, you know.
I'm under MechaCon everywhere, free with a login. It's always MechaCon everywhere. I always suggest to my clients to have the same exact handle everywhere to help market yourself, be easier to find, be cohesive with what it, even if you have other pages, just make sure you have that same handle everywhere, because it helps people find you, helps people follow you, helps people become more of a fan. It helps with marketing, it helps with press and everything. So I'm MechaCon, MECCACON everywhere. Follow me. Don't get mad at me if you see something you don't like, because I'm not going to care.
Sean, how about you? Where can the listeners find you?
After Maya just said all that, I don't have the same username for my stuff. On Instagram, it's Silent Smack, all one word. On Twitter, it's Shizuka Sam. No, but I think I changed it, actually. Might be Shizuka Smack. But either way, Instagram, it's Silent Smack. And then you can also follow my webcomic, Rev Times. That's Rev Times everywhere. IG, Twitter. I think that's where we're at. So, yeah, that's about it.
For me, I'm TJA Comics pretty much everywhere. That's Twitter, Instagram. I used to have on my Twitter that if I'm on Twitter, it's a mistake. I've learned to to self-censor, because Twitter was becoming kind of like a little too easy to go off on people, and I was like, I need to chill. But TJA Comics is everywhere, and also I currently man the Previous World Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. So if you're talking to Previews World, then you're talking to me. So
okay, most definitely. I appreciate you guys for coming through, for reaching out, and this project is so dope. I'm looking forward to any and everything that you guys have coming out in the near and far future. I appreciate you guys. Before we get out of here, big up my team. Shout out Rick, Cash, Claudius, Phil, and Kenzie. Make sure you guys go out and check these guys out. All caps, MF Doom webcomic, 6 pages of illness, and free. We got to put that out there, free.
And they can find it on our website, on the website that Troy just got done under his new publishing company, Create the Culture. So the website is createtheculture.today. That's createtheculture.today, and you can find the high-res full comic on there. You can also find it on the Nerds of Color. You can find it on For All Nerds. You can find it on a whole bunch of people, child. It's everywhere. I don't know what to tell you. I did 85 interviews in the past 2 days. It's everywhere. But definitely createtheculture.today. You can definitely find it. So.
Yeah. And I mean, it's on all our social media. I have it pinned at the top of mine.
I know it's on our page as well, so they can check it out there.
Riggs Morales of A&R Records, he also posted it like 2-3 times in his stories, which is a huge deal. Thank you so much.
Shout out Riggs. That's what's up.
Yeah, it's a lot of people that posted it. Reggie Hudlin did it. A whole bunch of people that posted it in their stories or posted it on their permanent post. But let me go because I'm sleepy. I really am.
But yeah, I appreciate y'all. I'm gonna stay in touch. Definitely.
Okay.
All right, yeah, man. Please, dude. Appreciate it. And thanks for the kind words too.
Oh, no problem. No problem, man. Thank y'all.
All right. Take care.
All right. Take care, man.